He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is November the 24th, a shortened week here on Wall Street, and we have a slightly down market. It could have been a lot worse. We did have a geopolitical event last night that we'll get to here in a moment that is definitely affecting the markets. And we had a travel alert yesterday. That's affecting the markets, but nevertheless, the Dow is down just 39 points right now, which we can tolerate that. Come on, 17,753. The S&P 500 is down 6 points right now on light volume. Holiday light, call it. The S&P 500 is now at 2,080. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ is down about 35 basis points here. We're at 5,084. Down 18 points, 5,084. Crude oil, you know, they're not giving us the right quote there. I believe it's about $41 per barrel right now. Gold is at $1,076 per ounce. Gold is up 1% on the day. The euro finally starting to find its sea legs here. The euro's been under pressure here recently. Not only do you have quantitative easing coming from the European Central Bank, but you've had, obviously, the terror situation over in Europe. And the euro is at 1.064. I don't know how many people will be traveling to Europe for the holidays. 10-year yield is at 2.24%. It's coming back in a little bit. Interest rates are geopolitical concerns and a little bit of softness here in the market. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. You know, last night I was listening to the news station we're on in Boston called The Buzz. Hey, that's a good lineup of talk show hosts. It's mostly the big guys, and then somehow they sandwiched me in there in the afternoon. So hopefully we can bring the buzz, the stock market buzz, to Boston. Well, what's happening here in the way of news? Yeah, well, geopolitical events are always something that you've got to deal with in the market. You know, the whole world changed back on 9/11. Turkey downs a Russian warplane. And they have video of it, the plane screaming to the earth on fire. And apparently the pilots have been shot dead. They should have captured them, you would think. I mean, they would think they'd be better alive than dead. But will there be retributions? What will Russia do? Will this set off World War III? That's what we always think when these geopolitical events happen. But, you know, it looks like Russia ventured into someone else's territory, and I don't know that they've got a lot to say about that. Russia is not a very large economy. It may be a large country, and it may have a large geopolitical footprint in the world. But as far as an economy goes, I think it's like number 16, something like that, behind Brazil, Italy, Spain, countries like that. So I don't see this being a real big event, and obviously the market is pretty much shrugging it off so far, with the Dow down 40 points. The other big story today is GDP, gross domestic product. It comes in at 2.1%. The consensus was 1.8%. That's not fantastic growth. It's Goldilocks, right? Not too warm, not too hot. A little bit on the cool side. We should be more up in the 4 to 5% range. Of course, Jeb Bush is promising 4%. Do politicians ever make promises in the campaigns? GDP comes in at 2.1. And the question is, will this be the final nail in the coffin of a Fed rate hike? Meanwhile, as I mentioned yesterday in the Big Picture Monday, the market continues to enjoy a premium multiple on earnings, doesn't it? Do you know what the long-term average of the 10-year yield is? It's more in the 5 to 6% area. We're at 2.2. Therefore, stocks become a more desirable asset class to own because there's not much money to be made in the bond market. This has pushed people out into the market, and this allows for a little bit more generous multiple, which we talked about yesterday, on stocks, particularly U.S. stocks. Icon buys a 7% piece of Xerox. He can have it. Xerox has done nothing over the last 10 years. And I really don't care what Icon does. You know, there's a billionaires index. If you just follow these guys around and do what they do, I don't think you're going to become a billionaire. I think they made their money in other ways. I saw a lot of new highs yesterday. In fact, I sent out a lot of tweets. I hope you're following me on Twitter, at Bill Gunderson. StockTwits, I have 21,000 followers now on StockTwits. New highs on Amazon, new highs on Home Depot, new highs on Lowe's, new highs yesterday on Constellation Brands, new highs on Tyson Foods. Pretty good day for best stocks now when the market was just kind of quiet yesterday. Politicians slam the Pfizer allergen deal. Well, you know that. They're just doing it to beat taxes. They're unpatriotic. Well, you know what? If you own a corporation, if you own a company, you do everything you can to minimize the tax bite. And Pfizer and allergen are looking out for their shareholders, trying to make money on the bottom line. I think they're going to put up a big stink trying to stop them from moving to Ireland. Great big Pfizer drug company. And, of course, the politicians are trying to make some hay out of it, particularly Miss Clinton, who wants to vilify these two companies. Hormel. You know, yesterday it was Tyson. Maybe the world is not going vegan. Hormel beat earnings by 5 cents. Ooh, look at that breakout. Man, that's another one. We had Tyson yesterday, and we have Hormel today. I own both of those stocks here at Gunderson Capital Management. In my managed accounts, I believe Hormel comes into my ultra growth, which is small, mid, or large. It's unconstrained. It can go anywhere in the world for growth, anywhere in market capitalization, whereas the bigger one, the premier growth account, is pretty much limited to large cap stocks. Hormel breaking out today up $1.92. Sorry, vegans. You know, I told the story the other day. I went with one of my crew here at Gunderson Capital. We walked over to the local supermarket, bought some breakfast burritos to bring back to the crew. And we offered one to there was a lady with the child sitting homeless, I guess, on the streets of San Diego. We offered her a breakfast burrito. She said, no, I'm vegan. Hey, you know what? All right. Okay, let's move on. We have, that's a true story, by the way. We have Signet missing by 6 cents. Uh-oh, that's one of mine. It's down about 4%. You know, that happens from time to time. These companies report earnings every 90 days, and that makes them volatile. That's why stocks are volatile. That's why the risk-to-reward ratio is greater than on other asset classes. And while Signet missed a little bit here, Tiffany also missed. You know, I haven't been in a Tiffany store. I don't like how an armed guard follows me around. They do that to me in the supermarket. I walk into a bank and an armed guard follows me around. I get no respect. Don't they know who I am? Chico's. You know, another mall-based retailer on death watch. Wow, that thing's down to $11.85. That's an ugly chart on Chico's. What's going to become of these malls? We're going to have to remake them into big, giant video game centers or paintball war places or something. I don't know. The malls are not doing well. The mall-based retailers are not doing well. Dollar Tree. Nice report out of Dollar Tree today. That's a good breakout. You know, I've been tweeting about Dollar Tree saying I'm interested in getting back into it. I should have. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. That is a nice, nice breakout on Dollar Tree here today. And That's about it. Palo Alto Networks, they beat. They give solid guidance. And one last one, Taser gets a big order from Canada, the Canadian Mounted Police. They're going to be wearing body cameras. Wearable technology. You know, that's a big theme to play in the market. You'll be hearing more about that in coming weeks and months here at Gunderson Capital Management. There's some big, big themes in the market. And one of them is wearable. And Taser falls into that with those cameras that most police are wearing these days. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. When we get back, we'll talk about some Best Stocks Now. How about that? I done said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right place. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the way to prosper in times of turmoil? Or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's nice to know that Bill is at the helm, steering around financial storms and maybe even profiting during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will look at your current positions and rechart a course that just may keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner who doesn't even know your name. There is almost always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give him a call at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, there's a wide gap, there's a wide divide, in my opinion, between mediocre stocks and what I call best stocks now. I did a very clear comparison in my newsletter over this past weekend, which you can get by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. There's a very clear divide between the mediocre of yesteryear, the Xeroxes of the world, the Walmarts of the world, the Macy's of the world, the JCPenney's of the world, and the companies that continue to somehow remain vibrant. They continue to grow. They continue to thrive. I liken it to a tomato plant, which I like to grow from seed. I love to see the whole germination process. I love to shop for the seeds. I usually start them here in my office window here in San Diego sometime in about January, February. I like to see them germinate. I like to see them then start to build a little bit of strength, start to thrive. And then I like to transplant them into some fertile ground and a nice sunny spot and watch that thing continue to thrive. And one thing you know, if it starts to stop growing or get stunted somehow, whether through a snail attack or a disease or a pest attack or whatever, a rabbit, all kinds of things that can happen. And the same in the corporate world, I guess. There's rabbits out there, government regulators, whatever, lawyers, lawsuits, class action. There's all kinds of things that are just growth stunts. Can't grow anymore, maxed out. And once that stops, a company's in trouble, a tomato plant's in trouble, and it's time to pluck it and replant it with another one that starts to thrive once again. And that theory, definitely, we see it work in the stock market all the time. And last week I showed, 2 weeks ago, all of these retailers reported earnings, and they were from the bad side of the list. There's two sides of every street. There's a good side and a bad side. A sunny side and a shady side. I want to be on the sunny side of the street with the stocks that I own. Now, there's no guarantee. Sometimes all of a sudden they get into trouble too. That's why you have to do a little bit of tending of the garden along the way. But for the most part, you plant your tomatoes in February, March. At least that's what we do here in San Diego. And we have tomatoes clear up until November. We're still picking nice little cherry heirloom tomatoes, sweet as sugar, And in the stock market, the season is a little bit longer than that. It's usually a 5 to 7 year season. That's about what a cycle in the business cycle in the market is. And you want to collect some good companies and let those management teams that have produced in the past continue to produce. And if they do stop producing, then maybe you want to pluck and replace and upgrade along the way. Well, one that I've done pretty well with here recently, it's not an extreme growth stock, but it rose up in the ranks here, a year ago, something like that, in my proprietary ranking system that I have called Best Stocks Now. In fact, I think it was just about 3 or 4 months ago, actually. And I added it. I only have so many spots in my garden. I have limited space. I have limited spots in my portfolio. You have to be doggone good to make it into that top 30 or top 40, whatever it is I end up owning. And it wasn't that long ago that I ended up putting Hormel. Hormel, of all things. I don't think I've ever owned Hormel in the past. But it rose up in the ranks. It's out of Minnesota. We're heard on St. Paul, Minneapolis station there. We've got a lot of followers and a lot of clients from that area of the world. I love talking to that area of the world, especially in about February, And I can hear their teeth chattering sometimes when I'm talking to them, especially if the Vikings just lost, Vikings had an okay year. Vikings and Green Bay always going at it one way or another. Hormel Foods processes meat and food products, such as pork, turkey, and shelf-hey, turkey. Now that might be a good seasonal stock here. And shelf-stable foods, don't forget those, Hormel chili, for the retail and food service markets. You know, it's just been a solid performer. Over the last 10 years, believe it or not, Hormel's been clicking along at 17% per year total return to investors. Over the last 5 years, 25% per year. Over the last 3 years, 33% per year. You know, I think it's America's fascination with bacon that's doing it. Everything's got bacon on it now. I was in a restaurant the other day. Their dessert was some kind of brownie, gooey brownie with bacon. I don't know. That doesn't sound good to me. Over the last 12 months, Hormel's up 30%, and the market's up 1%. You know what I do all the time with my best stocks now? I scratch my head, and I say, I didn't know that. Here's one of the top-performing stocks in the entire market, Hormel. You pass it all the time in the bacon aisle at the supermarket. I saw Hormel products all over the place yesterday. Stopped at my local Ralph's. When I compare Hormel to all the stocks in the market, that includes all you people up in the KDAO listening area, Palo Alto, the Silicon Valley, all of those tech stocks, Hormel gets an A- performance grade. It beats most technology stocks. You're scratching your head saying, I didn't know that. Well, wake up and smell the bacon when you eat breakfast. Anyways, Hormel has been a producer. It's produced returns for shareholders. Oh, those dirty, dastardly corporate profits. They're just out to make themselves rich. Well, they've done a pretty good job for teachers' unions and pension plans and retirees that have invested in the stock and have done well with it. Management seems to care about the shareholders. Now, it's not the cheapest stock around, but they did come in and they beat earnings here recently. Bacon's not the cheapest product around either. Man, I can remember we used to get bacon for like $2 a pound. Now it's $7-$8 a pound. And have you priced ribeye steak recently? Hormel Foods continues to be a best stock now. They reported earnings today. The stock is breaking out to new all-time highs. I've done well with the stock so far. It's been a good performer over the years. And as of now, I continue to own it. About a 3% position in my ultra-growth portfolio, which is unconstrained. It goes anywhere in the world seeking superior companies, whether they're small cap, mid cap, large cap. And we continue to own it there, Hormel Foods. A best stock now, not a recommendation, but an example of what a best stock now looks like. The characteristics that it has, the valuation that it has. I still got a target price of about $100. It's currently at $70, so we're going to hold it for now. Again, not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. Now, when we come back, okay, Silicon Valley, we'll have a tech stock. A leading tech stock, and boy, is it having a good day. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we have Turkey downing a Russian airplane. So there will be more than one Turkey story this week that we'll be following. So far, you know, I don't know that it's a big impact. It's a geopolitical event. Russia having a tough time with their planes being downed here recently. Russian economy, you know, it's like number 16 in the world. Oil prices have strangled them. Low oil prices. They're not even as big as the Brazilian economy. GDP in America comes in at 2.1%. That's, you know, tepid. Icon buys 7% of Xerox. Who cares? New highs yesterday. Boy, breakouts. Again, Amazon, Home Depot, Lowe's, Constellation Brands, Tyson Foods, today Hormel. Best stocks now doing pretty good here recently. In holiday, light traffic in the market. Politicians slamming the Pfizer-Allergan deal. That's called an inversion. This may be the last inversion we see because the rules are changing. We don't want to have that happening again. We'll see whether or not they can sneak this one in under the wire is the impression I get they're trying to do. Hormel beats by 5 cents, misses on revenue. Bacon sales soaring. Signet misses by 6 cents. Jewelry sales a little soft. Hey, well, we got the holiday season coming up. What else? Okay, let's go to Skyworks abandons their deal for PMC Sierra, which leads to my next story, which is on a semiconductor stock that's having a nice day here today, and it's one that I own, and it's one that I consider a best stock now. They're out of the Netherlands, NXPI Semiconductor. Now, let's type that into the beststocksnowapp.com website here, and let's see what it pulls up. Let's see, NXPI. Well, first we'll look at some particulars on it. It's a Netherlands-based provider of mixed-signal analog power management, RF, and digital processing semiconductors. It is now a $19.4 billion company. I can't quite make the argument that this belongs in a conservative premier growth portfolio. I have it in the notch down portfolio that's a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more unconstrained. It is a large cap stock, but it's more of an aggressive one. So I have it in what I call my ultra growth portfolio, and it's been exhibiting ultra growth about 41% per year. Over the last 5 years, that's been the average growth. Came public at $10 a share in 2010, and now it's $83 a share, and I continue to own NXP Semiconductor. It's been a pretty good performer since it came public. In fact, one of the best IPOs that we've seen in quite some time. Over the last 5 years since going public, NXPI has been moving at a clip of 44% per year. That's what the stock has been doing. The stock has been moving and going up at a clip of 44% per year. During that same period of time, the market's been moving at 12% per year. We call that alpha, the difference between the performance of the stock and the performance of the market is alpha. Over the last 3 years, NXPI, a NASDAQ-based stock, has been moving at 48.5% per year, while the market's been averaging 14% per year. Now, over the last 12 months, it's been pretty soft. It's only up 5%. Well, the market's only up 1%. And I think that creates a pretty good value in NXPI. In fact, NXPI recently reported earnings. They missed earnings, and it pulled back quite a bit. I own it. It was one of the stocks that I own that missed earnings during this most recent quarter. But you know what? That's just part of owning stocks in the market. Over time, 3-5 years, it has a way of rectifying itself. There's times when they beat earnings, too. Let's not forget. Well, let's take a look at what this has done to the valuation. When all is said and done, and the stock is starting to settle here finally, it finally came down, hit support in the $72 area. It's been as high as $114 per share. So you can see you're buying this stock after, or we're reviewing this stock after a fairly significant pullback from $114 to $72. And now it's back up to $83 per share, and it's moving in the right direction once again. If we take a look at the valuation of the shares right now, it's trading at 15 times forward earnings. The market's trading at about 16.5 times forward earnings. meaning that the stock is trading at a discount to the market. NXPI over the last 5 years has been growing its earnings by 41% per year. This is one of the premier ultra growth stocks in the market. That's one of the reasons why we own it here. It's expected to grow over the next 5 years, which is what investing is all about, looking out over the next 5 years, at 25% per year. 27% per year is actually the consensus going forward. That's some pretty remarkable growth if they can do that. They're expected to make $5.17 in earnings next year. If we grow those earnings by 20 to 25% over the next 5 years and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a semiconductor chip stock, I get a target price somewhere in the 175 area, and the stock's currently trading at 83. Now, there's a lot that can happen. This company will report earnings every 90 days. The most recent quarter that they reported was a miss, and the stock went down by about 15% or so after the miss, and now it's climbing its way back. Best stocks now have a tendency of getting back up, dusting themselves off, and moving forward again. I think successful people in life have that same characteristic. How many times have you been knocked down to the ground? And you've just had to dust yourself off and get back up and continue charging ahead, and each time you hit new highs, right? That's kind of the nature of life sometimes. Well, NXPI has a PEG ratio of 0.56. I like PEG ratios under 1. 0.56, even better. So not only do we have performance here, but we also have value. That's why I'm not a pure performance investor, because I think that ignores value. And I'm not a pure value investor because I think that ignores performance. I have a hard time with, you know, those disciplines that I know if you stick strictly to a discipline over the years, but man, I've seen that momentum style crash and burn from time to time because they don't pay attention to value. And I've seen, likewise, I've seen the valuation people, the pure value investors, crash and burn from time to time because a lot of times they're buying stocks that have no performance. I mean, you know, trying to turn it around from the bottom. But there's good and there's bad in both disciplines. I like to combine the two together and combine them into performance, relative strength, and valuation. NXPI is a stock that currently fits that bill, and it is a stock that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management. It's not a dividend payer. This is not for income investors. It pays no dividend. This is all about capital appreciation. And if I'm a conservative investor and not wanting to delve into, you know, too much into the technology or the biotechnology markets, this wouldn't be appropriate. This is more for people that are younger or have an aggressive to moderate risk profile. And that's why I have it in that portfolio that addresses the needs of those investors. We call it the ultra growth account here at Gunderson Capital Management. When it's fully invested, it has about 40 stocks in it. We're preparing a nice sheet on this portfolio, this particular portfolio. If you would like to get more information on it, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can go to the website and see what's in the portfolio. We publish it every single week. Our newsletter, which we send out a lot of every weekend. You can get signed up. Have it coming to your email inbox every Saturday. GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the way to prosper in times of turmoil? Or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's nice to know that Bill is at the helm, steering around financial storms and maybe even profiting during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will look at your current positions and rechart a course that just may keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner who doesn't even know your name. There is almost always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give him a call at 855-611-BEST.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about some of the events in the world that are taking place and some of the individual companies that are in the news today. And we featured a couple that fit my personal way of looking at companies. I like to see companies that possess both performance and still make sense from a valuation point of view. And I have my own proprietary ranking system that was built into the app that I invented along with Douglas Apperly, the Best Stocks Now app, which updates every day at about 2 o'clock, about 4 o'clock, by 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's all updated, goes out, crawls out on the web, grabs all the data that we need, crunches the numbers, and gives me my rankings within the conservative stocks, within the growth and income stocks, within the aggressive stocks, within the mutual fund arena, within the ETF arena. And I take those rankings and I look at those top-ranked stocks, and those are my candidates for the portfolios that I run. It's kept me out of the worst asset classes. It also ranks asset classes. It ranks sectors. It's a tremendous tool for me to look through and sift through a heck of a lot, a large ocean out there, to pick the spots that look to be the most fruitful. Now, another thing that I'd like to address here, a lot of people, you know, they get hung up on maybe how one stock just reported earnings and they missed earnings and it's down 15%. Well, you know what? You've got to keep in perspective your overall plan. You know what? So many people that are investors really don't have a plan of any sort. And I hired a planner, a very good, sharp young man who was trained by one of the top insurance companies in the world. And I plucked him away from that insurance company, and now he works for us. And it's all about gathering your big picture. Just like we have Big Picture Monday on the market, we have to know what your big picture is. There's a lot of inputs. There's some information that we need to gather. You need to have good data in, because otherwise, garbage in, garbage out. We take all of the different inputs and we plug it into your plan. And then we do some what ifs. We do some projections. We plug in the time frame that you're looking at. We plug in the expected returns with various asset classes. And we make forecasts, and we need to make projections. That gives you a good idea of what you need to do on your side. Maybe you've got a tweak on your side. Maybe you've got to have a little bit more withheld from your paycheck every month in your 401k. Maybe you need to fund those Roths and IRAs every year. Maybe you need to be setting aside money for the kids for college someday. Maybe you need to tweak your investments. We've had young people come in that were heavily invested in the bond market. And we know that over time, the bond market has averaged a lot less than ownership in companies, in stocks. Now, yes, there's a time for both. But over time, you know, the best growth has come from owning stocks. And your plan needs to be tweaked, and it needs to be managed along the way. You know, I've been very pleased with how this planner builds a rapport with people. He goes the extra mile in getting to know you. You have a resource that you can call and talk to. Say, hey, what do I need to do here? Am I still doing well? And he's going to have reviews with you from time to time on how you're doing with your plan. And he's going to take into account all of the variables. And we're going to try a lot of what ifs. It sure is nice to have a plan. You know, before we go on a fishing trip, we have a plan. I've listened to all the radio reports. I've read all of the info, the intel. And if we have any inside intel, I can use that too. Now I live in a place where I can see where they're fishing. Over the weekend, I put my binoculars on out towards San Clemente Island, which is about 50 miles offshore, and I could see the boats were fishing at about the 9-mile bank. There was a swarm of boats fishing there. We do our intel, and then we create a plan, and we find out what they're using. And we try to increase our probabilities as much as possible. Otherwise, you're just venturing out into a big, giant ocean, much like retirement someday. It just seems like it's out there somewhere, and it's huge, and it's unmanageable, but you can make it quite manageable. And then it's important, obviously, to review that plan and see where you're at. Are you ahead of schedule? Are you behind schedule? Do we need to tweak something? And you need to have a long-term time horizon. You know, I read about a guy who had $30,000. He shorted a stock in his little Ameritrade account. This was in one of the newspapers. And the next day, the stock was about 50 cents a share, and he thought it was going to zero. Well, somebody stepped in and put a bunch of money, and the stock went to $22 per share. Not only did he lose his $37,000, he owes the brokerage firm $150,000. He didn't realize that shorting a stock, he put his entire retirement into this one position. And now he's got a FundMe page trying to bail himself out of this mess. He didn't have a plan. You know, there's get-rich schemes all over the place. I've only ever seen one guy hit it big in the market with one stock over the years that I've been in. It's a process. It's a plan. It's a garden that has to be tended. But you got to plan. You got to make it fertile. You got to keep it growing. So if you'd like to talk to our planner here at Gunderson Capital Management, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. In fact, all clients who open up an account with us, he goes over the risk analysis with you to make sure that we're putting you in the right area of the market. Have a plan. You'll sleep better at night having a long-term plan. And the little short-term gyrations in the market, which occur from time to time, will have a way of smoothing out for you. All right? 855-611-BEST is our number. Or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.